All right. Young Jeffrey is coming to the studio with a hat full of names. We're not going to draw a name out of the hat because Raymond's going to get the shot collar no matter what.
Have you ever worn a shot collar, Raymond?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm excited.
It's not fun.
If Raymond gets the question right, he doesn't get shocked. Jeff does because Jeff asked a terrible question. If Raymond gets the question wrong, he'll be shocked to the song that you want him to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear Ray sing if he gets shocked today? All right, Jeff, I guess since there's no drawing a name out of the hat, really screws up my intro, and I've memorized it so well that now I don't know how to speak. All right, Ray is ready. He's got the shot caller. And please read Ray the shot caller question of the day.
Ancient Egypt, Raymond, was one of the most advanced civilizations in human history. And like any culture, they had a system of basic laws, like you can't steal cattle from your neighbor's field, and you can't cheat on your husband or wife, and you're not allowed to poison the city's drinking water.
Oh,
that's a good rule.
What a bummer.
You gotta write it out for people or they'll do it. But there was also one very strange law they had in Egypt that no other country had. All ships visiting an Egyptian city before they were allowed to come on shore were required to surrender one particular thing if they had it on board. If the crew refused, they would be turned away from the dock and not allowed to enter the city. What did they have to give up?
You like spices or...
You didn't automatically go with weapons?
Oh, weapons, yeah, totally.
I mean, if I was going to make a law, I would probably want people to give me their guns before they came.
If there's any cumin on board this ship, you better turn it over.
Spices were hot back then, you know?
No, yeah, but you're right. The spice trade was huge.
But didn't Egypt already have, like, a ton of spices? I don't know. Like, I feel like that would be an area that's like, eh, we got that.
It's like, why would they turn them away? Weapons is good because in Egypt, weren't there a lot of treasure and gold and... stuff, so they would not want you to rob them.
That's what I heard. Yeah, you walk down the streets in ancient Egypt, just gold everywhere.
Bars.
Yeah.
Stacked on the sidewalk.
Could also be the slaves or something. Maybe like their workers they got going on.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to turn over your slaves so that Egypt would have more.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
There was a very strange law they had in ancient Egypt. All ships visiting an Egyptian city before they were allowed to come on shore were required to surrender one particular thing. If they refused, they'd be turned away from the dock and not allowed to enter the city. What did they have to give up?
The funk. You think about that, Raymond?
I think it's the slaves, maybe. It's got to be the labor.
Yeah, you can't get over that, can you?
Totally.
Yeah, so you stick to one, you get one answer in your head, and then you're not going away from it.
They did build the pyramids, right?
Totally, they need a lot. Yeah. A lot of workers.
So it's like, give us your slaves.
Okay. You know what, I think I'm going to go with slaves.
Raymond's going slaves. All right, Raymond is stuck on slavery.
In ancient Egypt, there was one unusual law. For decades, all foreign ships visiting a city were obliged to turn over one particular item if they had it on board their ship. If they didn't surrender it, they would not be allowed on shore because ancient Egyptians were obsessed with knowledge and they were building the Library of Alexandria.
Oh.
So foreign ships were required to surrender all of their books.
Oh.
So they could be copied by priests and put in the library while the originals were returned to the ships.
Oh, that's kind of cool. They're stealing books.
Yeah.
But they need slaves to put the books on the shelves.
It works. Maybe we should give it to you, Raymond.
Someone needs to talk about the slaves.
All right. Ray got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Sam Smith, Stay With Me Before You Get Shocked. So here's the lyrics of that, Ray.
It's the first time I've ever heard him sing.
Dude,
I'm kind of more excited about that.
Shock collar's on. Whenever you're ready to sing, Raymond.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man.
Just a man named Raymond.
These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave once you hold my hand.
Really took the shocking stride, though.
Yeah. His whole shoulder moved up with it.
A little pleasure shock.
It was a play. I think Ray enjoyed that. Have a great day. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve Bad Hygiene Boyd and Jeff Goodhiney DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.